Come on. Hi, my name is Josh Turner. I'm one of the student pastors here. And, man, I just want to welcome all you guys on behalf of Pastor Stovall again. Man, I hope all of you guys had a great New Year's. I know that I had a fantastic New Year's. Did anybody have fun? Anybody else? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Get them chops going. All right, before we start a fight, let's not get out of hand. Man, I just, Pastor Stovall, like you said, man, he's going to be back next week. And not only is he going to be back, but we're getting ready to start Awakening. And I just want to tell you, like, if you have never been a part of this season of 21 days of prayer and fasting, you have got to be a part of it. The Bible is very clear that some things only come through prayer and fasting. Like, we can do whatever we want, but the Bible is very clear in the New Testament that some things, they're only going to come through prayer and fasting. So what we want to do as a church, and here's the cool thing about this. Awakening, this was Pastor Stovall. God gave him this vision, so he has opened it up to all these other churches. We have almost 1,000 other churches around the nation that are going to be fasting and praying with us. And so what we want to do as a church, man, we want to lead the charge in that. We want to come out strong. We want to fast and pray, and we want to seek God as much as we can. My wife actually started fasting 2 days ago because she knows what fasting does and what prayer does in the life of a believer. So please do not miss next week in this Awakening series. And fast whatever you can fast, whether it's 1 day a week or 3 days a week or whatever it is. And also, I just always want to thank Pastor Stovall and Carrie for giving me this opportunity. And at this time also, I would like to welcome Joshua Quaich, the handsome and talented pastor in the annex, and everybody watching in the annex. So can we put our hands together for the annex? Josh, you are talented and handsome, and you know it, buddy. Okay, hopefully that made him very uncomfortable over there. If so, my mission is complete. So here's what I want to talk about today. Man, I want to talk about something that I think that we all kind of know, but we don't always know how to achieve it. We don't always know how to get that. And the fact is that God has created you and made you to live a whole, fulfilled, complete life. God did not make you to wander through this earth feeling like you don't have a purpose, like you're missing the mark, or like something is missing in you. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have a life and a life more abundant, John 10:10 tells us. God created you and made you to live a life where you feel at peace, where you feel like you are doing exactly what it is that he has created you and called you and made you to do. And one of the ways that he did this is he sent the Holy Spirit. And that's what I want to talk about today. But see, this picture over here, this represents all of us. You see, this is a stone figure in the middle. This is you, and this is me. It's all of us to some extent. This part in the middle that's cut out is the shape of an upside-down dove. The dove in the New Testament represents the Holy Spirit. It lands on Jesus right after he gets baptized. It's the Holy Spirit. And see, we're all supposed to be filled and complete with God's Holy Spirit. We are supposed to be filled, and we are supposed to have this part of us that is in relationship with God, and that we are complete and filled with him. But what we do as people so many times, and what this figure's doing, is we take other shapes, or we take other things, and we put them in our hands, and we say, well, maybe this will work, or maybe this will work, or maybe this will work. And we try to put things in ourselves that will make ourselves feel complete and feel whole. And what's crazy about it is it looks so different for so many people. For some of you, it's success. For some of you, it's money. For some of you, it's just that man that you've been looking for. And once you get that man, hey, you're going to be complete. You're going to be whole. Once I get him, we're going to love each other forever. And what happens is that we can do this all that we want. You can take everything in this world, everything that this world has to throw at you, and you can try to fill yourself and make yourself complete. And it may work for a little bit, but nothing will ever fill you like the Holy Spirit. See, God sent it because he knew how important it was. But what we do is we try to fill it, don't we? Man, that was me. I went to Florida State. I'm not sure if you guys got that earlier. Bobby Bowden. Okay. I went to Florida State, And man, I tried to fill myself with drugs, with alcohol, with premarital sex. I used to be hot back in the day when I had hair. I tried all of these things to make myself feel complete. Someone laughed at that a little too hard for me. I tried all of these things to make myself feel complete. And when this didn't work, I would try something else. And when that wore off, I would try something else. So what is it that you're trying to fill yourself with? I was 25 years old. I remember I was driving to work on 95, which is enough to make you want to cuss at 8 o'clock in the morning. In the name of Jesus. And so I'm sitting there, and I have this thought. And I'd kind of reached these benchmarks in my life. Like, I had a family, I had a son, I had a house, I had a good paying job. And so those were kind of the things that I had set in my head, like, once I reach these points, once I reach these platforms, then I'll be fulfilled, then I'll be whole, then I'll be complete. That's the only problem right now, is I haven't gotten there yet. So that's why I feel this way. And so I was sitting on 95 and I had this thought. I'm not doing what I was made to do. Now, mind you, I didn't know God at this point. I was like, I have no idea who I was created to be. I have no idea what I'm made to do. And even if I find out what I'm made to do, how do I do it? So right there on 95 at 8:30 in the morning, I started crying in my car. And I'm not talking like that cool, like one tear down the cheek like you see in a movie of a tough guy. I'm talking like, and like, if somebody looks over at me, they're like, that dude just needs to pull over right now because he's going to kill somebody. And so that was me. And I was, man, I was just trying everything. Because what I didn't know was what I was lacking was God, my relationship with God, and not only my relationship with God, but the Spirit that He sent to live within me. And so I was trying all of these different things, and I was finding that nothing was working. You know, I think Tom Brady has pretty much everything that we could say, I wish I had that. 3 Super Bowl rings. He's got more money than he knows what to do with. His wife is a Victoria's Secret model. That says enough right there. If I don't say anything else about Tom Brady, that's enough.
Tom, I have the answer for you, buddy.
Listen, that's Tom Brady. That is the dude that has won 3 Super Bowls, Victoria's Secret model. He has more money than whatever. He has everything that any of us could ever hope to achieve when, like, in the world. But he's still like, there's got to be something more to this world. There has got to be something else. And the thing that it is it's Jesus Christ and it is his Holy Spirit that he sent to dwell within us. So here's the thing. Listen, even the amazing thing about this is that even Jesus knew how important the Holy Spirit was. Now I just want to set this scene up for you. The disciples and Jesus, they're traveling. And they're talking to each other. And Jesus tells his disciples, hey, guys, I'm getting ready to go away for a little bit. I'm getting ready to leave. Now, these are guys, man, that have left everything for him. They have left their friends, their families, their jobs, everything. And now he's saying, guys, I'm going away for a little bit. You know that they're like, what do you mean you're going away for a little bit? Don't you know that we've left everything for you? But he's like, no. Here's why I'm going away. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to John 16:7. See, this is Jesus' answer because he knew how important it was. He says, but I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So he's telling these guys that have given up everything, you want me to go. I know that you've given up everything. I know that you haven't seen your brother and your sister forever and you sold that sweet boat that your dad just got you for fishing. I know that. But trust me, you want me to go. Because when I go, my Father and I are going to send the Spirit. The same Spirit that lives within me and is going to raise me from the dead. He is going to send to live within you. You want me to go. You want me to go because you don't understand the power that you're going to have. and the fulfillment that you're going to have and the gifts that you're going to have when I go. So you want me to go. So I want to talk about today three things that the Holy Spirit does. There's a multitude of things that the Holy Spirit does, but I want to talk about three. And the first one is the Holy Spirit will give you the words to say. Turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew 10, 19 through 20. Is there a buzz? I thought I was going to have a seizure.
Tighten up, Bo. I would look, make everybody look at you and boo you, but I won't do that because you're new. So
I quit! And he runs off. So here's what it says in Matthew. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. You know, working with students, I'm one of the student pastors with Pastor John. One of the things that we deal with more than anything else is students. We're always preaching, evangelize your friends, evangelize your friends. But they're always saying, well, I don't know if I have the right words to say. And what happens if someone asks me how Noah got all those animals on that ark? And then I don't know, and then they don't know Jesus, and then all of a sudden they go to hell, and it's all my fault. Can I take, like, a huge burden off of you? Only thing God is looking for is for you to take that step into what he's calling you to. You have got to know that when you are filled with his Spirit and his Spirit lives in you, that he will give you the words to speak that you don't even know that person needs to hear. James Price, Pastor James, we call him JPZ around this place. For those of you that don't know Pastor James, he is a character. He's one of my good friends, and he was telling me a story about how he was driving out of Deerwood. And he takes a right. And what happens is he's driving, he sees a woman standing at a bus stop talking to herself. And he hears God say, James, I want you to tell that woman that I hear her. Now, if I'm James and God tells me to tell a woman that he hears her that's talking to herself outside in 90-degree heat, I'm thinking she's probably talking to a squirrel and about to have a heat stroke. But James says that he knew it was God. So he pulls his car over and he says, ma'am, I want you to know that God hears you. And he said at that moment, man, the lady just lost it. She just fell to the ground. She started weeping. She started crying. Because what James didn't know, but the Spirit inside of James knew, was that that lady was standing at a bus stop praying that God would hear her. Now, I want you to imagine just for a second that you are standing at a bus stop praying. And a brother in an SUV rolls up and goes, hey, he hears you. Ooh, ooh, and drives off. Listen, listen, you will never, ever be the same. Listen, that lady forever, for the rest of her life, is going to be like, y'all ain't going to believe what happened to me. He's doing an SUV. Like, she will always be marked by a time in her life where God heard her, and not only did he hear her, but he said, I hear you. And it was only able to be done because James Price, Pastor James, has been filled with the Spirit that God sent. Now, what about you? What is it that God is calling you to say? What is it that God is calling you to do? Because here's the deal, and this is a silly illustration. You could be sitting at your desk one day at work. You could be sitting in your class at school. And God could say, I want you to go say burrito to that person over there. That's not you, God. I want you to go say burrito to that person right over there. Because what you don't know and what God does know is that person sitting over there saying, God, if someone comes up to me in the next 5 minutes, all of y'all laugh because y'all have done something like this before, and says the word burrito, I'll believe in you. I see people nodding. So you walk up and you say, burrito? And the person like just loses it. And that's a silly illustration, but I had a friend at church that he was standing in his pew worshiping and God told him to go in the aisle and do 10 push-ups. He said it took him the whole service, but he finally went in the aisle and did 10 push-ups and someone came running from the back weeping to the altar because there was someone in the back saying, God, if you send someone out to do 10 push-ups. But because here's the thing, all God is looking for is this. He's just looking for you to trust him. He's just looking for you to take a step. He's just looking for you to be filled with his Spirit so that he can communicate through you to whoever he needs. Just be a willing vessel, man. That's what he's called you to. That's who you were created to be. And not only were you just created to be that, but then he sent his spirit to live in you, to make you that. God, that is awesome that he would trust us with that. And then all we're called to is just to say, all right, God, use me. Can I tell you something? When I preach, there's a lot of the time I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth. I'm just honest. Like, I prepare, but I will go back and listen to myself to try to help myself get better and think about how awesome. I'm just teasing. But, like, try to get better. And I'm like, I don't even remember saying that. Like, I've never even had that thought in my head before. But what's happening is God is communicating through me because this is what I'm doing. Dude, you got to carry this one because I'm going to stink it up if you don't. Just trust God. The second thing that God does, or the Holy Spirit does, is the Holy Spirit will pray through you. Turn with me in your Bibles to Romans 8, 26 through 27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. When you're filled with the Spirit, when you have the same Spirit living in you that raised Christ from the dead, it knows what you need. And it will pray through you. 2 years ago, my wife and I had a daughter. A lot of you guys know. Her name is Riley. And she almost died when she was born. Like, we were in the operating room. We went to go have a C-section. And I remember they pulled her out, you know, out of the C-section. And I knew something was wrong. Like, I could just tell she wasn't breathing. She was blue. She was limp. And so I'm just freaking out. And I'm looking at my daughter. And then I see them whisk her out of the room. And they leave me in there. And I know my wife is watching my face. So I'm just trying to be like, it's okay. And I'm really, like, trying not to freak out. And so what happens is a nurse comes and gets me. And she takes me into this small broom closet. And I remember being like, you should really have better rooms for this type of stuff. And she says, Mr. Turner, your daughter is stable, but we don't know if she's going to live. Now, we had already had 2 miscarriages, and you have to understand, this was a completely normal pregnancy, so our world was shattered in that moment. My world was shattered because I had to go back in and tell my wife. I didn't have words to pray right there. I couldn't physically think up a normal thing to say to God. All I could do was collapse and sob and cry and just say, please, God, please, God, please, God, please, God, you know what I need. Please, God. Because what I know is that the Spirit that lives in me knows what I need, and he's interceding for me with God. And that as I'm praying, God is ministering to me, and he is doing things through me that I can never do on my own. And so God, that is another thing that is amazing, is that God's Spirit will pray through you things that you don't even know you need. Our daughter, we had to take her to the hospital this morning, the ER at 5 a.m. this morning. I didn't have words to pray. As her heart rate is 200 and her breathing is going berserk, and I'm standing beside her bed and I'm like, I got nothing right now. And I'm looking at my wife, but all we can do is pray and know that God, in the Spirit that dwells within me because of what Jesus sent and what God sent, is interceding for me through God. I'll tell you something crazy. When I collapsed in that broom closet crying, they came and they transported my daughter and they took her to Wolfson Downtown Children's Hospital. And they, be strong, don't cry. A nurse came up and she grabbed me as I was walking to go to my wife's room. She says, Mr. Turner, I don't want to freak you out at all, but when I was working on your daughter, when I was operating her and trying to get her stable, she goes, I physically felt something take my hands over. And I did procedures on your daughter that I have no idea how to do and I have never done. Because what I didn't know is that when God's interceding for me, it looked different than I needed it to look at that time. God knew what I needed. God knew that my prayers needed to be used to stabilize my daughter. So what is it that God wants to pray through you? What is it in your life that you need, that God needs you to pray or think you pray, that he can intercede for you? I promise you, your prayers filled with the Holy Spirit are so much more powerful than prayers that you could pray on your own without it. Trust God. that the Spirit that lives in you can minister to your needs better than you ever could on your own. Ever. And here's the thing that I hate saying as a pastor. If you have never had a moment in your life where you needed the Spirit to pray for you, there'll be a day. And I know that's not the warm, like, thanks feeling that we want, but I got to be honest with you. Life has a way of kicking us and knocking us down. But thank the good Lord that the Spirit that lives in us is so much greater than that and so much bigger than that, that whatever troubles we face, He's bigger. Whatever problems we have, He's bigger. That there is nothing that we can go through on our own that God's like, dude, I can handle that. But what do? We fill our hands with stuff, don't we? Oh, I can fix it. This will make me feel better. This will make me feel complete. This will help me. And what happens is nothing works. And then we end up blaming God, but the entire time God's like, dude, you never gave it to me. You never trusted me enough. You never laid this in my hands. You never allowed my Spirit to come into you and fill you and minister to you the way that only I know that you need. We try to do it on our own. Jesus knew how important it was for us to be filled with the Spirit. He knew how important it was to tell these guys, look, dude, trust me, you want me to go. You want me to go because you want the Spirit inside of you more than you want me with you. Here's the third thing that the Holy Spirit does. It gives you gifts. Turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11. A spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, the same Spirit gives a message of special knowledge. The same Spirit gives great faith to another, and to someone else, the Spirit gives the gift of healing. He gives one person the power to perform miracles and another the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to discern whether a message is from the Spirit of God or from another spirit. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages, while another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is the one and only Spirit who distributes all these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. Each one of you was created with a gift. Each one of you was created with a purpose. There is not one person in this room that you surprised God when you were born. He knew. He planned you. You weren't born and God said, Jesus, Holy Spirit, come check this out over here. I can't believe this just happened. Did you see that? That's ridiculous. God planned you. And so when you plan something and you purpose something, you give it gifts and talents to be able to do what you planned it for. But what that scripture is saying is that the Holy Spirit gives them to us. Some of you have gifts you don't even know that you have. Some of you, man, God is calling you to be a part of the worship team. To some of you, God is calling you to serve in youth. Plug. To some of you, God is calling you to be an usher or security. Or God is calling you to be a part of the pastoral care so that you can go and minister. But I've been through a divorce and I don't know how to minister because, you know, I've got my own issues. God wants to use your issues. That is a gift that if you lay it at His feet, He can take it and use it in someone else's life. Amen? You've got to trust Him. You've got to know that He's given you gifts. Everyone in this room, there is no one in this room. I used to sit in and hear preachers preach, and I'd be like, well, he's probably not talking about me. Probably that guy over there. No, you. God has given you a gift. And let me tell you something. If you want to figure out what it is, come and fast for 21 days and seek God. God will be like, here it is. And you'll be like, have a new job and living in Arkansas in 2 weeks. You'll be like, I don't even know what happened. Because God knows. Someone's like, I don't want to go to Arkansas. God knows what He made you for. Listen, every one of you in this room, you are gifted by God. Gifted. But you have got to allow God to fill you. and let him tell you what your gifts are instead of you trying to tell God what your gifts are. Because there's stuff that I think I'm good at that God's like, dude, I did not gift you for that. I used to lead worship. Some of y'all didn't know what I was going to say. You started laughing. Dougie that leads up here is one of my best friends. He still laughs at me to this day. God's like, you can like it all you want, but I didn't gift you for that. So what I had to do is I had to come to God and say, God, what did you gift me for? God, fill me with your spirit. Tell me what it is and who I am created to be. So we want to give you guys the opportunity to get filled with the Spirit, not in a weird, spooky way. Put the snakes up, John. Pastor Stovall's going to punch me when he sees me next time. Hey, that was great. What? Okay, because here's the deal. When you accept Jesus, when you accept Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life and you say, God, I know that you sent your son to die on a cross for me so that when I die, I would not be separated from your eternal love in hell, you get the Holy Spirit. Jesus and God, they're not holding back anything from you saying, well, once you pray like this, then we'll give it to you. He just kind of sounds like Ace Ventura a little bit as I talk. But God is, he's not holding back from you. You get all of God when you get saved. All of him. He's not holding back. He's not waiting on you to reach some spiritual level so that he can then bless you with the Spirit. You have it when you receive Jesus Christ. But here's what we do. There's a verse in Revelation that says that Jesus stands at the door of our heart and knocks. For some of us, we've opened that door, but then we've lodged our foot behind that door. And we've said, Jesus, you can come in, but just to the foyer. You can't have any of this back here, Jesus, because that's mine. God, I like drinking too much. God, I like having premarital sex too much. God, I like this too much. God, I like this too much. No, God, you can't have that. I'm not ready for that. Listen, Jesus died for all of you. He didn't die for some of you. He didn't die for just the parts that you feel like giving to him. He gave you a free gift, and a gift that would fill you and make you feel complete for the rest of your life so that when you walk, so that when you do the things that you do, you would know that you have been called by the living God and that he sent his Spirit to dwell within inside of you. So what I want to challenge you is the band gets ready to come back up. You can leave here today changed. You can walk out of these doors a different person than you came in. For some of you, man, you've been a Christian all your life, but you've had your foot wedged so hard in that door, and you don't understand why things aren't working out. It's because Jesus wants all of you, and you're only giving him part of you. You want to see your life blow up? You want to see yourself get the blessings that God has promised in the Bible? Well, I hear God promises stuff. Well, I hear God does this. Why not for me? Why don't I get any of it? It's because your foot is wedged in that door. Today, right now, in this moment, we want to give you the opportunity to give God all of yourself. Start the year off right. Turn over a new leaf today. Open the door to your heart to Jesus Christ and give him all of you. Because I promise you this, you will do more with your life and the Spirit of the living God living inside of you than you would ever do on your own. Ever. So here's what I want to do. With every head bowed and every eye closed, we want to keep...
Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Our prayer is that it will help you to live a God-first life. For more information about Celebration Church and other available resources, please visit our website at www.celebration.org.